Before we start our usual Toy Flavor Radio Soundtracks program, I'd like to acknowledge the passing of an amazing talent in the puppeteering industry. Today, December 8th, 2019, we lost a legend, Carol Spinney, the master behind the characters Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch from Sesame Street. Considering we just honored the show in episode 12 last week, it's particularly sad because I'm still singing the theme songs from my childhood. Carol announced his retirement from the show in 2018, and his last performance as the characters was this year for the 50th anniversary. This is one of the reasons why the soundtrack show is here, to honor and thank the people that made a difference in our lives by triggering a memory through the music that we grew up with that changed our lives. To Carol Spinney and his family, thank you for making my life extraordinary.
Sing a song. Sing out loud, sing out strong, sing of good things, not bad, sing of happy, not sad, sing a song. Make it simple to last your whole life long. Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Sing a song.
La 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 la.
Welcome to Toy Flavor Radio Soundtracks. We play all of your favorite anime openings, endings, retro, and current TV shows, movies, soundtracks, and along the way, learn a little bit about their history. Subscribe to our weekly show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please give us your ratings and reviews. We'd love to hear from you. Leave us a voice message with your soundtrack request over at anchor.fm/toyflavor, and we'll play you and your request on the next show. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's episode of Toy Flavor Soundtracks.
Josie and the Pussycats, long tails and ears like hats, guitars and sharps and flats, neat, sweet, a groovy song, you're invited, come along. Hurry, hurry, see your treasure, or maybe friends.
Episode 13. I'm so happy you're able to be here with us on our Toy Flavor experience, and I hope you had an exciting week. We opened the show with the Josie and the Pussycats theme. The show debuted in 1970 based on the comics by Dan DiCarlo and Richard Goldwater. The theme was composed by, you guessed it, Hoyt Curtin, William Hanna, and Joseph Barbera. Also to note, there was only 16 episodes. Why did it feel like it was more? I mean, there was a live-action movie in 2001, but we won't talk about that. But let's talk more about Josie and the Pussycats, the TV series, for a minute. First of all, it was the first show to have a black female character on a regular Saturday morning series. The character of Valerie was played by Barbara Pariot and sung by the late Patrice Holloway. As always, there was some sort of controversy as Hanna-Barbera was going to take a step backwards in evolution and change the character who was originally a person of color to white. Yeah, you know how it goes. Give it up to Danny Jansen of La La Productions for sticking to his guns and setting the record straight that the original character, a woman of color, and her voice could only be performed by Miss Patrice. We appreciate them both for keeping the show a permanent part of our combined history. Without a doubt, you hear her voice leading the theme song and all the other pop and soulful songs in the show. Lastly, the singing voices on the show of the characters Josie and Melody were Kathleen Doherty and Cherie Moore. Cherie Moore will later be known as the actress Cheryl Ladd. Oh, and one more last thing. Because I know you wanted the lyrics to the song, they are posted on our Facebook page because we all fumbled that ball through time. It's Long Tails and Ears for Hats, Guitars and Sharps and Flats. Neat, sweet, a groovy song, you're invited, come along. Hey, that song is fun. Hey, later on in the lyrics, it's we could be in India or perchance. I swore she said or Japan, which would have made just about as much sense too. Next up, some anime from 2002 with 26 episodes, Overman King Gainer. That was the theme from the very popular show on NBC called Family Ties that debuted in 1982 called Without Us, composed by Jeff Barry and Tom Scott. For the first season, the song was originally sung by Dennis Tufano and Mindy Sterling. By season 2 through its 7-season run, with 176 episodes, it was sung by Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams, which you just heard. Did you know there was a Family Ties film? I didn't know it. I couldn't find any information on it, so if anyone knows anything about it, please drop me a message. You know what? Let's stick around with NBC and the 80s for a minute. Taking your way in the world today takes everything you've got.
taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? All those nights when you've got no lights, the check is in the mail, and your little angel hung the cat up by its tail, and your third fiancé didn't show. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. Roll out of bed, Mr. Coffee's dead, the morning's looking bright. Your shrink ran off to Europe and didn't even write. And your husband wants to be a girl. Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna go where people know people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Two giveaways for you starting right now. You know how Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker officially drops Friday, December 20th? Well, we're giving away two tickets to the Thursday night opening, December 19th, 8 p.m., showing at the Studio Movie Grill in Duluth, Georgia. You and a friend can be one of the first to see the end of the Skywalker epic adventure courtesy of Toy Flavor USA. All you gotta do is follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and or Facebook. Comment with the hashtag ToyFlavorTicketGiveaway and answer this question. What does Star Wars mean to you? For giveaway rules, terms, and conditions, visit ToyFlavor.com for more information. You got till December 14th to submit your posts. We'll announce the winner during our December 15th Star Wars Icons episode. Word of advice though, anyone can enter, but these are tickets for a specific location in Duluth, Georgia, about 40 minutes outside of Atlanta, with no traffic that is. If you live in Alaska and plan to visit Georgia that week, this contest might just be for you. Aside from your own travel plans, this giveaway kind of works in the favor of residents of Georgia and the greater Atlanta area. Most of you are like, oh man, I don't live in Georgia, why I can't get in some of the fun? Well, don't worry, I got you covered. It's not Star Wars, but for most of you, this giveaway will be just as cool.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Most of you out there really love Harley Quinn from DC Comics. Here's your chance to show us how much. We're giving away Volume 1, Hot in the City, Harley Quinn Mask and Graphic Novel Book Set. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and comment with the hashtag LoveMeSomeHarleyGiveaway with a picture of your best and favorite Harlequin collection piece. We don't care if you made it, or if it's you in cosplay. Show off your best Harlequin-related anything from your personal collection with a picture for a chance to win another addition to your Harley setup. Anyone anywhere can enter. For more information, visit ToyFlavor.com for the Love Me Some Harley rules, terms, and conditions. We're accepting entries until December 20th, when we'll announce the winner. What a perfect way to kick off Christmas, too. Visit our profiles on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for more information.
Yeah.
just listened to Pegasus Fantasy from the anime series Saint Seiya. Like all anime, it started with a manga in 1986, then animated by Toei Animation. Saint Seiya is still a very popular manga anime with some really cool toys. Before that, the theme from Cheers, Where Everybody Knows Your Name, composed by and sung by Gary Portnoy. The song and the show debuted in 1982 to 1993 with 11 seasons and 275 episodes. Next up, we're going to three different countries with the same very popular show. First, to Colombia.
Se dice que soy fea, que camino a lo malevo, que soy chueca, que me muevo con un aire compadrón, que parezco un dinosaurio, mi nariz es puntiaguda, la figura no me ayuda y mi boca es un buzón. Si charlo con Luis, con Pedro, con Juan, hablando de mí, los hombres están, critican si ya la línea perdí, se fijan si voy, si ven o si fui. Se dicen mucha cosa, mas si el bulto no interesa, ¿por qué pierden la cabeza ocupándose de mí? Yo sé que hay muchos que desprecian con mentiras y suspiran y se mueren cuando piensan en mi amor. Y más de uno se derrite si suspiro y se quedan si los miro resoplando con temor. Si fea soy, pongámosle que de eso ya yo me enteré. Mas la fealdad que Dios me dio, mucha mujer me la envidió y no dirán que me creí. Que modesta siempre fui, yo soy así y ocultan de mí, ocultan que yo tengo unos ojos soñadores, además otros primores que producen sensación. Si soy fea sé que en cambio tengo un cutis de muñeca. Los que dicen que soy chueca no me han visto en camisón. Los hombres de mí critican la voz, el modo de andar, la pinta. Critican si ya la línea perdí, se fijan si voy, si ven o si fui. Se dicen muchas cosas, mas si el bulto no interesa, ¿por qué pierden la cabeza ocupándose de mí? Ay, yo sé que hay muchos que desprecian con mentiras y suspiran y se mueren cuando piensan en mi amor. Y más de uno se derrita si suspiro y se quedan si los miro resoplando con temor. Si fea soy, pongámosle que de eso ya yo me enteré. Mas la fealdad que Dios me dio, mucha mujer me la envidió y no dirán que me creí porque modesta siempre fui. Yo soy así.
That was from the series Yo Soy Betty La Fee, or I Am Betty the Ugly One, that aired in Colombia from 1999 to 2001. The theme song is called Se Das De Mi, performed by Yolanda Reo and composed by Francisco Canaro and Ivo Pelé. The show had 169 episodes. The original show was about an unattractive but incredibly smart woman moving through the business world around very beautiful but stupid people. The irony of that dynamic resonates with us all. Because of the popularity of the plot, there are plenty of other adaptations. Here is the Mexican version, La Fille Más Bella, the most beautiful ugly woman, that ran in 2006.
De tus gafas sé que hay algo más. Hay una mirada que me hace pensar que eres una estrella a punto de brillar. Le escondes al mundo lo que puedes dar, pero te sientes tan fea y no te das una oportunidad. Deja que se vea, no escondas lo linda que eres en verdad. Te sientes tan fea que solo en tus sueños te atreves a amar. Ya no lo pienses más y deja de soñar. Mejor abre la puerta de la felicidad. Ya no lo pienses más, decídete a volar. Eres la fea más bella y no te has dado cuenta. Y cada día te quiero más.
And yes, the American version called Ugly Betty that starred the beautiful America Ferrera ran for 85 episodes to 2010. It didn't put much into the opening, though.
Mm-hmm.
And now, let's start working backwards a little to the 70s.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you. Sweetest reward, let it flow. It floats back to you. The love boat soon we'll be making another run. The love boat promises something for everyone. Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance. And love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore.
Mr. and Mrs. Clark?
Yes, doctor.
I have your results.
What is it, doctor? Please tell us.
Before I do, tell me, how long has your husband been feeling this way?
4 years. Maybe longer.
I see.
He barely has any money anymore. Every time we go to the store to buy his favorite collectibles, he starts screaming.
Screaming, you say?
Sweating, chills. He becomes terribly anxious.
I see. Mr. Clark, I also see you're a collector of anime, Star Wars, and action figures.
What's that have to do with anything?
Bob, he's just trying to help.
It's fine.
Oh, look. I'm sorry. Doctor, I'm sorry. It's just, I've been feeling worse and worse every time I shop for my favorite collectibles and toys.
Lighter wallet?
Yes!
Unable to buy everything you want for your collection and still have money for your common necessities.
Yes!
Mr. Clark, I'd like you to prepare yourself. You have broke ass disease.
What? Oh! No.
Mr. Clark, get a hold of yourself.
But how, doctor? How did he get broke ass?
Mr. Clark, compose yourself. You have to tell me, where have you been shopping?
But I always shop at toyflavor.com.
No. It's not true. You can't get broke ass from toyflavor.com. It's physically impossible. Tell me where you've been shopping. Tell me right now, or so help me.
I'm telling you, I only shop at toyflavor.com.
Well, someone is shopping at other expensive retailers, and Mrs. Clark, you must answer truthfully. Who have you been shopping with?
This isn't about me.
Tell me who you've been shopping with.
Fine! I've been shopping with another store.
I don't believe it! You gave me broke ass! My wife!
I collect comic books and action figures, too. I like spending top dollar at the conventions, and I love paying high prices for shipping.
How dare you! Why would you pay top prices for the same collectibles at toyflavor.com for far less? Do you understand what you've done?
I don't care. I love having no money.
Oh, God, no. I trusted you to buy at the lowest prices. Now I got broke ass.
I don't have to stay here for this. I'm going shopping.
Tell us who you've been shopping with.
You really want to know? Tell me, Bob, do you want that exclusive Sailor Moon special edition?
Of course I do!
I'm buying it from Amazon.
Oh, no!
You can't keep spreading your ass forever.
Oh, no!
What am I gonna do?
Only one thing you can do, Mr. Clark. Shop at toyflavor.com.
Will it cure my broke ass?
Mr. Clark, toyflavor.com will indeed cure your broke ass. It's been a month now, Mr. Clark. Have you been shopping at toyflavor.com as prescribed?
Yes, Doctor, I feel great. I'm saving money and still able to get all the stuff that makes me happy. Toyflavor.com changed my life.
Early to rise, early to bed. And in between, I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay.
You know, we just don't have enough show to cover every detail of both The Love Boat and Alice. Both shows have deep backstories and a world of things to comment and talk about. I'm just going to have to narrow it down to the finer points. You just heard the theme from the 1976 to 1986 series with 9 seasons and 202 episodes, Alice. The theme was composed by David Shire, Alan Bergman, and Marilyn Bergman. The show is based almost directly from a Martin Scorsese film called Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore, starring Ellen Burstyn, Kris Kristofferson, Diane Ladd, mother of Laura Dern, by the way, Jodie Foster, Harvey Keitel, and the late Vic Tayback, that reprised his character in the TV series as well. The series theme song, A New Girl in Town, was sung by actress Linda Lavin. Prior to that, you heard the ever-memorable Love Boat theme song, sung by Jack Jones and composed by Paul Williams and Charles Fox. The show lasted for 9 seasons with 249 episodes. As of this episode of Toy Flavor Soundtracks, I am happy to say Duck, Captain Steuben, Gopher, Isaac, Julie, Vicky, Ace, and Judy, who are, of course, actors and actresses, Gavin McLeod, Bernie Kopel, Fred Gandy, Ted Lang, Lauren Toos, Jill Whelan, Ted McGinley, and Pat Klaus are still with us and active in their careers, and we thank the crew of the Pacific Princess for their memories and service. Hey, this is Toy Flavor Radio Soundtracks. We play them all. Period.
Favorite intro, outro, or soundtrack you want us to play? We take requests. Follow us on Twitter at Toy Flavor. Like us on Facebook at Toy Flavor USA.
You just heard the theme from I Dream of Jeannie, starring Barbara Eden and Larry Hagman. The show started in 1965, composed by a few different people depending on the season: Richard Weiss, Hugo Montenegro, and Buddy Kay. The song by Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince called Girls Ain't Nothing But Trouble samples the theme in their debut song in 1987.
Listen, homeboys, don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. So next time a girl gives you...
Speaking of Larry Hagman, what I didn't tell you was I am currently in the great state of Texas. To be specific, I'm exactly in the city this show was featured in.
If you've never been to Texas, it's a very big state. I have family out here, and the drives are hours apart from each other, but a very lovely state. The theme, of course, was from the 1978 to 1991 TV series of 14 seasons and 357 episodes, Dallas, that also starred Larry Hagman. The theme was composed by Gerald Immel. And there goes yet another successful episode of Toy Flavor Radio Soundtracks. The end of episode 13 and straight for our Star Wars Icons episode 14, dropping next week Sunday. There, we will reveal the winner of the two tickets to the December 19th showing of Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. You still have time to enter. Follow us on Twitter and check out the details. I didn't want to lead out with Josie and the Pussycats end theme, which is of course the same as the opening, so I'll do you one better. This is the sexy, mellow version of Without Us from Family Ties played at the end of each show. Thank you for listening. Be safe and have a great week.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.